AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Folks in Fairdale in northern Illinois hit hard last night by a massive tornado that killed at least two townspeople are walking around tonight in a daze.
They're just awestruck right now. They're in shock, and there's not a lot they can do until we can get the searching done and they can come in and see if they can pick up some of the pieces.
Local Fire Lieutenant Carl Bruder says crews are double-checking to make sure there are no more victims in the rubble.
Search and rescue is what we've went door-to-door in every house, marked them, and we're going to do it again.
The local sheriff says 49 homes suffered significant damage, 30 were totally destroyed. Meteorologists from the National Weather Service say the twister that leveled most of Fairdale may have been packing winds of up to 200 miles per hour. Four people have been found dead in a New York City home, apparent victims of carbon monoxide poisoning.
New York police say they responded to a 911 call in the middle of the afternoon in Floral Park, a neighborhood of single-family two-story houses on the city's eastern border with the Long Island suburbs. Two men and two women were found dead inside a house. They had no visible injuries. Police say two of the victims were in their 80s, two others in their 60s or older. The city councilman who represents the neighborhood said in a statement that the case emphasizes the importance of having a working carbon monoxide detector. Warren Levinson, New York.
A friend of the black motorist who was shot to death last Saturday morning by a white police officer in North Charleston, South Carolina, says Walter Scott was doing well. He had a new job and was in love with his fiancée at the time of his death.
Everything about him, he just talk about how he loved his life and how happy he is, how happy he was, and all that good stuff.
Henry Middleton commented at a wake late today for his friend. Walter Scott will be buried tomorrow. This is AP Radio News. As the tax filing deadline approaches, the administration is revealing the president paid almost $100,000 in taxes.
The White House says the president and first lady had a combined adjusted gross income of $477,000 and paid more than $93,000 in federal taxes. That's an effective tax rate of 19.6%. They also donated almost $71,000 to 33 different charities. The largest donation of $22,000 went to the Fisher House Foundation, an organization that helps wounded service members and their families. The president and first lady also paid $22,000 in state taxes to Illinois. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
The president is in Panama City, Panama, preparing for an historic meeting tomorrow with Cuban President Raul Castro. The meeting will take place on the sidelines at the Summit of the Americas. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.